Matt Dowling on ABC Shepparton.
The Fairlie Leadership Program is an annual program run by Goulburn Murray Community Leadership that has been responsible for developing resilient community leaders since 1997. This year's program is well and truly up and running. Participants have just completed a mid-year retreat. Meanwhile, applications for next year's program have opened. And to tell us more about that, we are joined by Vicky Scott. She is Program and Strategy Manager for Goulburn Murray Community Leadership, as well as Shara Scott, one of this year's Fairlie Leadership Program participants. Vicky and Shara, good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'll put a question to both of you. I'm going to throw away the script. How was the retreat? I'm keen to know. I picture retreats people walk around in silent prayer, but was it like that?
No, definitely not. Look, our mid-year retreat. Look, all of our days, immersives or whatever they may be, pretty intensive.
Yep.
We were just talking. We come to these days with the volume turned up, but I think also as well, the mid-year retreat was also an opportunity to reflect. And just on the year that we have had so far and also looking into the future.
What's coming up.
Yeah,
looking back and looking forward. Vicky, were they well-behaved?
They were very well-behaved. As Shara said, you do go into the days, and Shara's really articulated that really well, where your volume is up, but it's hard to keep that volume up for an extended period of time, and I think that's what's really beautiful about what we offer is, and part of one of our themes this year is about bringing your A-game. Sometimes it's hard to bring our A-game all the time, and that's why when we're surrounded by other people that can help us along on that journey. So, yes, they were very well behaved, participated very, very actively in a lot of our the activities, and I think there were some really great learnings for the cohort, but there's also great learnings for myself and Nathan that have the pleasure of leading the program.
Which has been going now for 25 years. It's amazing, isn't it? And how many have gone through in that time?
Yeah, so nearly 650, Matt. Yeah. And the program started, it was officially launched in 1997. Ross McPherson was one of the key drivers, and a group of other community leaders. He had undertaken the Williamson Leadership Program and recognised at that time that we needed something similar in this region. Our community at that time, we were just coming out the other side of the recession. Mm. We needed to really focus on community and what community leadership was. So the program was developed, and here we are now, nearly 25 years later, and nearly 650 people have gone through the program. And it's really wonderful to see and to observe what those individuals have gone on to do.
I was going to say, and it's probably you can't name all the people and what they've done, but I mean they're in so many parts of our community. Fairly alumni are out and about, aren't they? And I gather beyond too, gone elsewhere.
They have, and look, I did think about that this morning, and I it wouldn't be fair to just single out and name individuals, but when I look at what individuals have gone on to as far as even in careers. I mean, we've got representation within local, state, federal government now. You've got individuals that are doing really wonderful things still within their own community. You've got individuals that have travelled very broadly and are really making a difference. I would like to think that Fairlie has really been the catalyst in developing their confidence and ability to go on to other things, but also to acknowledge that they have a role to play in leadership, but in community leadership.
Shara, you're nodding along with that. It sounds like you concur. What tell us a bit about that, your experience within the program and what brought you to the program.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Look, my head's shaking off my shoulders.
It would have been worse if you'd been no. I'm glad you're saying yes.
Look, I think Vicky touched on some amazing things, and for me personally, it's been that it's leadership skills are so applicable across so many aspects of your life. And I think what we are learning is about self as well, which is really, really powerful. For me, I think I'm learning to get out of my way, and just the confidence that I'm getting and the mentorship that I'm receiving from Vicky, but also actually the cohort, to be in a room, to be sitting at a table with community leaders. I mean, some of these people are already out here doing amazing and incredible work. And, you know, just the fact that you're sitting there at the table with people that you're already looking up to and admire, it does wonders for how you feel about yourself. And Vicky is not just a facilitator, but she mentored and she has been a fantastic mentor with me and with all of us through that process. But for me, I really joined Fairly. I have been working with the Committee for Greater Shepparton, and I really got involved in some advocacy work last year on some local issues. And I think I started to realise that I had influenced some immediate people within my immediate community. And my previous former CEO, Sam Birrell, was a great mentor for me as well, and really started talking about what the Fairly program could do for me. And and I thought I was ready, given I was just so passionate about the work that I was doing. So I haven't looked back, Matt. It was fantastic. A great decision.
Fantastic. And I gather too, Vicky, the program would have adapted over time, 25 years, I suppose. Yeah. It's not just to set the program and that's it.
No, and that's right. That's a really great point, and I'm glad we're going to talk about that. Part of the program and I think what makes it really special is there's many layers to it, which I don't feel the participants don't necessarily probably see those layers, but it all comes together as the year unfolds. Something that we focus on, we actually unpack what is community leadership. We talk and we explore that quite a lot, but we explore self and try and understand what our purpose is, and we look at exploring leadership concepts, etc., and then we link that in around regional priorities. And just going back to your point about how the program has evolved, COVID the last 2 years has been exceptionally challenging, but for us we've also seen it as an amazing opportunity. I think it's enabled us now to do, we do offer now a hybrid approach in the program. We come to program days and there are some people that can't be there because they've had to isolate. So we absolutely work really hard to ensure that they're still involved in that day, so we can set things up via Zoom and Microsoft Teams, etc. Something that as well that and we've done this through consultation with our group last year and just talking to alumni and looking at other programs, we've introduced immersives. This is something really brand new. So whilst we have our retreats and we have a opening mid-year and closing retreat, the immersives are they're 6 days and they run across three separate intervals across the year, and we actually go into a region and immerse into that region for 2 days. And so I work in advance with some local leaders prior to that, getting an understanding of some the challenges and opportunities that community is facing, and we get the cohort to immerse there for the day, and then we have a business dinner that night, and then on day two is about we actually do work through an actual workshop.
How have you found the immersive experience, Charlotte?
Oh, look, I think not knowing the program before, but I think that they have been some of the most powerful days because you're really embedded into that community, and you know, you scale that out, but you really start to learn what the regional priorities are and what the local opportunities and challenges are, and to be able to do that in real time and you know, learn about what those real issues might be, and then to work on those real world problems. I think it's so powerful, and I think it's really just enhancing our ability and leadership skills like nothing else probably could, really.
It's a couple of minutes to eight, and we're with Vicky Scott and Shara Scott talking about the Fairly Leadership Program. And I suppose we should mention for people who might be listening, who might be interested in next year, or know someone they think might be interested, what do they need to know in terms of applying?
Okay, what do they need to know? If you're interested, absolutely back yourself. Mm. I think there's a lot of trepidation with that. They think, oh, I wouldn't be ready for Fairly. You know what? Just actually have a look, give me a call, send through an email, and I'm always happy to talk to someone. So that's the first thing, Matt. Applications close 4th of November, so there's plenty of time. Mm. But don't think that's plenty of time.
No,
because
don't leave it till the 3rd of November.
No, please don't, because it is a fairly extensive process.
Yep.
So I'd encourage anyone that is interested, yeah, pick up the phone, give myself a call. All my details are on our website, which is www.gmcl.org.au.
Which is Goulburn Murray Community Leadership.
It is, yes. Yep. And then you'll find all of that. It's very detailed what we've got on there. The other thing to think about is it is a year. You're committed for that year, so have a think about what's also going on in your life at that time. Many of us, you know, we're with family, friends, our workload, etc. So just have a think about that. But the first thing is, I'd really back yourself.
Mm.
And consider it.
All right. And back yourself. That's what you did, Shara, I guess.
I really, once again, I was nodding my head off my shoulders, but absolutely, Matt. I think if I hadn't have had some really good people around me last year, not forcing me, but really just at least getting me to go through the process, and then having the interview with Vicky and Nathan last year, it's just one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself.
A positive note to finish on, and to both of you, thank you for coming in. Vicky Scott, Program and Strategy Manager for Goulburn Murray Community Leadership, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
And Shara Scott, one of the participants in the Fairly Leadership Program, thank you as well for telling us about your experience.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're indeed welcome to both of you. It's been great to have you in this morning. As we head towards the 8 o'clock news,